This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. I'm Meera Sivasuthi. The Western classical musical instruments are divided into four categories: the string instruments, the woodwind, the brass instruments, and the percussions. And which might be the oldest, we all often wonder, but if I were to guess, I would say the percussion instruments. In the studio with me today is John Hagedorn. He's a drummer and drumming facilitator. We're going to be discussing drumming out of the pounding history, because there is actually going to be a rhythm workshop festival which is going to be happening from May the 20th all the way to June 10th, and John is here to tell us more about that. Welcome to the show, John. How are you today?
Thank you. Hi, Meera. Good to see you again.
How did you get involved in all of this?
In all of...
drumming. Why drumming?
I don't know.
Things,
it happened a long time ago. I've been a drummer for as long as I can remember. Back in grade school band, what instrument do you want to play? And drums were just cool. I couldn't see myself playing a trumpet or anything like
you
that.
Got the
drums
girls, are just cool. The girls would come after you. You played the drum.
I had to have something.
and you went on. I mean, you're a corporate trainer today, but you didn't give up that side of drumming for some reason.
You can't give it up. Once you become a drummer, it gets inside your DNA. Everybody's got it in their DNA anyway. It's just a being a drummer and playing the drums brings it out, and it's hard to get rid of that. When you drive, you pound on your steering wheel, and when you listen to music, you're playing your fingers on the table. And as long as you've got a set of drums, you know, you can always play. So it sticks with you. And I try to bring this now into other aspects of my life as well. And that's why, in addition to being a drummer, I'm also a corporate facilitator, but having those two things on either end now, I started working towards being a drum circle facilitator as well. And that creates a nice balance, so I can do both things at the same time in different aspects of my life.
You sort of introduced rhythm to corporate training as well. How did you do that?
Well, a long time ago. How long ago was it when we first did this? We did... We knew that drum circles were out there, and people were doing drum circles in corporate training programs. So I was working with a guy named Jason Ung, and he had a program that he was doing at the Old Saujana Resort. So I bought a kit that I could use for a drum circle, just some stuff that I bought at a music shop downtown, not knowing what to do. And we just threw it out there. We threw the percussion out there. And based on what we had been studying in our rhythm classes, we were taking music classes with Steve Thornton, the local percussionist.
Yes.
And based on some of the stuff that he did, we just passed out the percussion. We said, okay, here, let's do this. And everybody had a great time. So we decided it was time to get some training. So in 2005, I went to attend a drum circle facilitators training program with the world-renowned Arthur Hall, who's also coming to town soon.
For the festival.
Yeah, and I've attended about 15 or 16 of his programs since, all over the world, just following this guy. And I'm finding that what I learn from him is certainly helping me to become a better drum circle facilitator. But at the same time, the technology that he uses to teach you how to facilitate a drum circle applies in every area of life to just help make you a better facilitator, to make things easier for everybody everywhere. And it certainly helps me in my facilitation that I do in the corporate world as well.
As individuals, how does it help us? Where did rhythm originate, John?
All right,
is it part of our DNA?
That's two big different questions. Let's go to the first one, or the second one, where does rhythm originate?
Yeah.
Okay, here's a big word for you. Ready? Bipedalism.
What is that?
Bipedalism. We have two legs.
Okay.
And in our evolutionary history, if we go back to ancient proto-humans, they got around by walking. And they were migrant. They walked from one food area to the next. And when people walk, there is a natural rhythm that they have. And when people walk together, people fall into step. And this is a theory about how rhythm got into our DNA. How did it really start? It's a theory. Where did language come from? Who knows? There's lots of theories, right?
Yeah.
But rhythm, same idea. We walk, and therefore we have rhythm. But then there's the idea of drumming. Where does drumming come from? Okay, let's move a little bit farther in our evolutionary history now to the Stone Age, where we're now working with tools. And now, rather than being migrant, we're sitting in a group and we're pounding on these rocks together and making little tools out of rocks, right? And when people are banging on something together, whether it's a drum or whether it's a bunch of rocks, they will fall into rhythm. This is a physical reality through a process that we call entrainment. Mm-hmm. Whenever you have two rhythmical systems that are interacting with each other, they will fall into, they will synchronize.
Let's give it a shot. You've got your drum. I've got a shaker here.
Oh, okay. All
right. What do we do?
Here. You
brought me a shaker.
Because this is something that only people can do, is fall into rhythm together like this, all right? Mm-hmm. So if I just ask you to just do anything on the shaker, that's it. But do it rhythmically.
No, you got to start something, then I'll go with you.
I have to start something. See that? You can fall right into a rhythm right away. All right? And the reason you can do that is because of something that we call beat induction.
Mm.
All right? Beat induction happens when there is a rhythm and a bunch of people sitting around, a nightclub, for example, and the DJ is playing his dunk-stacks, dunk-stack, mm-hmm. and you look around and everybody's head is going boink, 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 right? And they're all doing it in rhythm.
Yeah.
And then somebody might say, hey, everybody clap your hands, and everybody does it together.
Yeah.
This is beat induction. We can all do this together. And that's why when we're working together in a drum circle, through this process of beat induction and entrainment, in a matter of minutes, we can get a large group of people drumming together mm-hmm. at the same time. And within moments, suddenly everybody realizes, hey, wow, we're playing together here. 320 people. That's the biggest one we've ever done so far with my group. We've done 320 people up at a hotel in Penang. And they were all sitting there in the ballroom in concentric circles. And within moments, we have everybody playing together at the same time.
I can feel my hair standing.
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing. And everybody gets a real sense of empowerment when that happens. Because what happens in a situation like that is they move through different stages of consciousness, when rhythmic consciousness, starting with individual consciousness when they think about what they're playing on the drum. And then they get into more rhythmic consciousness when they see what everyone else is doing. And then it becomes more group consciousness when people look across the circle and realize, hey, I'm playing something, you're playing something. People's eyes light up and they start smiling at each other. And finally, they reach orchestrational consciousness where they realize that, hey, we're playing together as an ensemble now. And this is where the facilitator can come in now and just kind of fine-tune. And,
right, like the conductor.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Because the facilitator at that stage becomes an orchestrator. A conductor like this. And this is all Arthur Hall that I'm talking right now. But you know, again, he's my mentor, so I got this all from him and from his book. But again, it's not just what happens in a drum circle. This happens anytime a group gets together. Here we are on BFM. All right, stepping out of the rhythm guy for a second here. Let's go back to the corporate guy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a process that groups go through as well, that Bruce Tuckman formulated back in 1962, right? With that a lot of people recognize as forming, storming, norming, performing, all right? Where any group that gets together in the corporate world or any team goes through this four-stage process, all right? But now what happens in a drum circle is the drum circle is going through a similar process of forming, storming, norming, performing. But the facilitator is now going to step in and work with those four stages. So the facilitator starts off as a dictator. Here's what I want you to do. And then a director. Let's exercise this and play with it a little bit. Then a facilitator. Here's a trick I'm going to show you. Let's do it on your own, mm-hmm. and let's see how long it can go. And finally, once they develop this orchestrational consciousness, then the facilitator becomes an orchestrator, and we can do cool things with this big group of 320 people drumming together.
Wonderful. And Arthur Hall's actually coming to Malaysia.
Arthur Hall is coming to Malaysia, yes. He'll be here for the second Asian Rhythm Facilitators Conference mm-hmm. down in Port Dixon. That's the last weekend in May. And he'll be here for his own weekend drum circle facilitators workshop from the 6th to 8th of June at Bentley Music.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. We'll come back and find out more up next on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Einstein once said,
I never teach my pupils. I only provide the conditions in which they can learn.
Okay, so you can probably tell that wasn't really Einstein. But you get the idea. Workplace culture is the key to innovation, and creating an environment that allows your employees to think out of the box is a surefire method to encourage that innovative mindset. Learn how and what really drives innovation. Join us at the Innovation at Work Forum, happening on the 25th of June at Connection at Nexus, Bangsar South. Register for the early bird promo on bfm.my/innovation. This event is brought to you by General Electric.
Imagine a life with no limits.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you the Entrepreneur of the Year, Joshua Lee.
My name is Joshua. I care about my business, and no one can take that away from me.
But one day, he lost everything.
10 people just submitted their resignation letters, and they're all the good ones.
We're not closing enough sales, and we haven't been hitting our target for the past 2 years.
No, no, no. What did I do wrong?
HR? Sales? Social media?
Who did this to me? Why?
Find out why on Up the NT, 10 a.m. every Monday, where we have a business coach to up your business game.
Get me out of here.
Break from mediocrity. BFM 89.9.
Good afternoon and welcome back. I'm Mira Sivasuthi. In the studio with me, John Hagedorn, drummer and drumming facilitator. John's actually organizing the Malaysian International Rhythm Workshop Festival, which is the second time actually. John, did you do it the first time even in Malaysia, or was it held elsewhere?
We started small the first time. It was in 2012, and it wasn't a workshop festival then. We just ran a conference. And it was the first Asian Rhythm Facilitators Conference mm-hmm. that we had down in Port Dickson. And we just put it out there on social media and within the international community of drummers and drum circle facilitators. And we had 40 people show up from 10 different countries, from Australia, from India, from Hong Kong, from Japan. It was just amazing. Mm-hmm. And we felt like we had a very, very successful weekend down in Port Dickson. So we tried it again in 2013, but found it was just too close and people weren't ready to come out so quickly again. So we decided to run it again this year. Mm-hmm. And it started out again as a conference. And I was back in the United States attending another conference with drum circle facilitators in the LA area. And a couple of people told me, if I come out to that conference, John, do you think it's possible that you might be able to organize a workshop for me to help defray the costs? That was Zorina Wolf. Mm-hmm. And then Rowan Storm, these are both people who are coming now, also said the same thing to me. Sure, I'd like to come for the conference, but if I could, you know, do a workshop, that would be fine. Right. And from there, it grew. Arthur Hall is coming this year as well. So now we've got three facilitators. Then the people over at Bentley Music said, well, why don't you bring Lynn Kleiner over here as well? Because we've been interested in finding out more about how to work with children and rhythm. So I called Remo, the drum company that endorses me. And then Lynn Kleiner is coming as well. And we thought, okay, now that we've got four international acts coming, let's go local as well. So Steve Thornton, our local percussion guy, our conguero, yeah.
Our local guru.
Yeah, he's going to run a workshop. And we've also got a group called the Afro-Brazilian Collective Malaysia that's going to do batucada and capoeira rhythms. Mm-hmm. So all of these. Now, we've got six workshops. Three of them are going to run first. And then we've got the conference down in PD, and then three more workshops after that.
After the conference.
Yeah.
Who ideally should attend something like this? Are you saying corporations should send their staff, or, you know, are these people who are in the music industry should attend? Who ideally?
Yes, yes, and yes. Because everybody knows how to drum. Everybody has rhythm in their DNA.
You think so?
Well, we all, every day we're going through rhythmic cycles. Everybody. We have the cycle of the seasons. We have the diurnal cycle. We have the lunar cycle. We have walking, which is rhythmic. We have breathing, which is rhythmic. You have your heartbeat which
yeah.
is rhythmic. And in fact, your heartbeat was the first sound that you ever heard. Before you were born, at the age of about 3 months, in your embryonic stage, your hearing started to develop already. And the first thing that you heard was rhythm. Mm-hmm. So we've all got this in our DNA. And I think it's important that a lot of people get back in touch with their rhythmic identities.
Why? What are the benefits?
Well, number one, there's a lot of health benefits. Let's start with stress busting, all right? The reason why drummers are always the most mellow people in the world is because instead of going home and hitting their kids, they hit a drum, you know? And they can take things out on drums all the time. They're mad, upset, just hit a drum and get it out. So your drummers are all going to be very mellow like
I'm
that.
Getting a set tomorrow.
You bet. You can take this one home with you, all right? But in addition, there's a guy named Barry Bittman who works in Pennsylvania. Dr. Barry Bittman, he's done some work that's been funded by the Remo Drum Company. And what he's found is that group drumming actually works at the cellular level in building your immune system and activating what we call these killer T cells. Killer T cells in your immune system will seek out and destroy bacteria, germs, even cancer cells. Mm-hmm. And another benefit here about drumming is that you have these people, okay, you know that your brain goes into various stages, yes. Alpha, beta, theta, right? Mm-hmm. Beta is our daily cognitive thought process. As we are working, doing whatever, driving, we're in beta. But when we start to drowse off or get sleepy or start to think a little bit, you know, then we go into alpha, which is more of a relaxed state of mind. There are some people who never go into alpha. These are people that we call hypervigilant. These are the people who are the ones who are always worrying that they forgot to turn the coffee machine off when they go on a holiday or something like that. Stressed out, you know, smokers, you know, alcoholics, you know, that type, the really heavy duty A-type personality. Some of these people never go into alpha. But there's been other research done. And what they found is that 30 minutes of group drumming has taken a group of hypervigilant people, and after 30 minutes, these people entered alpha for the first time.
Right.
Because what happens with this process of entrainment that I was describing before is that when everybody is concentrating on that moment in time, that beat in time, right, then we forget about the past. We don't worry about the future because all you're concentrating on is that moment in time. And everybody in the circle, no matter how many people, are all living together in the moment. And this just relaxes you. How can you be worried about the past or the future if everybody sitting around you is concentrating on that moment in time?
That is
smiling
correct.
At each other, yeah. And everybody being in rhythm together.
Correct. And you sort of carry out some of these drum circle workshops at the Lake Gardens, don't you?
We used to work at the Kiara Park over here. Mm-hmm. There's a regular drum circle that takes place over by Lake Gardens in the by the Tugu Monument. That's the Tugu Drum Circle. That's one of the longest running in Kuala Lumpur. But we right now what we're doing is really concentrating on the corporate level and using drum circles for team building programs. And people are using drum circle technology for all kinds of different things. You have groups of facilitators around the world are community building, working at the corporate level. You have people who are doing drum circles for prison populations, people who are doing drum circles for soldiers with post-traumatic stress disorder, mm-hmm. people who are doing drum circles with autistic children. Here in Malaysia, you've got Edwin Nathaniel, who's going to be presenting at the conference down in Port Dickson. He's got a program that he does with the spastic kids here in Kuala Lumpur on how to overcome their physical disabilities mm-hmm. and drum together. And the rhythm kind of short circuits their inability to function. We found this as well at the Parkinson's Disease Association over on just off Old Klang Road over there. We work together with them periodically. And we show up with our drums. And we'll find people who are sitting there with their shaking, trembling hands with their Parkinson's disease. Mm-hmm. And as soon as we put a mallet in their hand and get them playing the drum, the shaking and the trembling stops. It's almost like the rhythm and the music short circuits whatever is causing that up there. And as soon as the music stops or the rhythm stops and we take the mallet away, the trembling comes right back.
Amazing.
So we've seen some really amazing things happen with rhythm.
Fantastic. So the second Malaysian International Rhythm Workshop Festival is happening from May 20th to June 10th.
Correct.
As you said, it is workshops before, followed by the conference in PD, followed by workshops after.
Correct.
It's going to be held at the Bentley Music Auditorium here in Mutiara Damansara, Petaling Jaya. For more information, all you need to do is log on to mirwf. .com. Good. Anything else you want to leave us with, John, before we end the show?
Just that if you really want to get more in touch with who you are, with your DNA, your
find
identity.
Find yourself.
Yeah, finding a little bit more primal about yourself and giving yourself the opportunity to let go. This is really an excellent opportunity to do so.
Fantastic. Thank you again for joining us today.
Thank you, Mira. Good to
see you
again.
So don't miss that, the Malaysian International Rhythm Workshop Festival, May 20th to June 10th at the Bentley Music Auditorium and in Port Dickson. For more information, mirwf.com. This is The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.